This GCN program brought to you by Frederick Remington, Fully Cooked Bacon, the thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry. Available at FullyCookedBacon.com. That's FullyCookedBacon.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert Scott Bell Show.
The FDA is about to get a lot more muscle.
More money and more power.
Sweeping new powers.
The most sweeping overhaul of the nation's food safety laws since the 1930s.
Robert Scott Bell.
How did the Department of Homeland Security get into the medical business?
We have a potential pandemic.
A national health emergency.
The sky is falling. A piece of it just hit me on the head.
Robert Scott Bell.
The average citizen, if they did what the TSA agents do, would be arrested.
Would you submit to one of these pat-downs?
Not if I could avoid it. No, I mean, who would?
If you touch my junk, I'm going to have you arrested.
Enough is enough.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
What's the appropriate response when you hear that too many people are on too many drugs? What do you do? Besides listen to the Robert Scott Bell Show so you can get out of that mess. Maybe you contact naturopath Roseanne Lindsay from natureofhealing.org. She's going to be on with us this hour talking to us about reclaiming the vaccine narrative and a number of other topics. Now, it's rather interesting when you look at the sheer number of drugs and the money involved. We're talking billions, some estimates by 2020, a trillion, almost $1 trillion in prescription drug expenditures in the United States. There's so many reasons why this country that I'm broadcasting from is set up for a disaster. And terrorism's only a small part of it, because we're destroying ourselves by looking at every symptom and ailment and emotion that we have as a pharmacological deficiency disease or syndrome. Met only by drugs prescribed by duly licensed medical professionals. And weirdly enough, some of those medical professionals can be naturopaths as well. Not like Roseanne Lindsay. We'll get to that in a moment. But it was interesting. I was watching Superdon. You know how on Facebook, if you follow people and they do Facebook Lives, their lives have become somewhat public. And that's why I can talk about this, because it was put out on the Facebook Live in public. Polly Tommy, right, in the family from Vaxxed, right? Their daughter, Bella, just graduated from university. And I had talked with her, too, prior to this. And she's like, she's wanting to go to some kind of healing art school, maybe chiropractic school or naturopath. I wasn't sure. And she was talking at her graduation party at her home where they were doing this Facebook Live and enjoying, excited, everybody's excited, and next step, what is it going to be? And Bella said on this video that she had a friend who's a naturopath that said, you know what, you should go to a naturopathic school. There's one in Oregon. It's awesome. Funny enough, that's the same one I lectured at years ago at their gastroenterology conference. And what was the selling point to this friend, this person that was telling Bella, you should come to naturopathic school, become a naturopathic doctor? Because we can get licensed, and we can even prescribe drugs and administer vaccines.
Yes.
We can even administer vaccines. And Bella looked at him and said, what? That's it. What? Because, of course, you know, if anybody knows firsthand the danger and damage that can be caused by vaccines, it's Bella, her brother. Of course, is impacted in this way, vaccine injury. So I bring this up at this moment in time because we got an interesting first story. And Andy, you tell me when Roseanne Lindsay's available, we can pot her up and bring her into the conversation. But headline reads: Some Waco families get prescription vegetables for health. Now, funny enough, when Captain Morgan was reading this early this morning. She does her Freshman Fridays with us and drills down on me and questions me and all kinds of things. Her pre-coffee mind said, what? Some wacko families get prescription vegetables for health? What? What is that? Superdon, of course.
She thought it was a hit piece or something. Right. Families that want to eat vegetables.
It's very funny because, you know, Superdon, you come up with some really crazy stories, not the least of which are, you know, a man tying his genitals to a train and pulling it, or a bus, like yesterday. I mean, it's like, so I can't falter for thinking that you came up with a wacko story, but it was actually about Waco.
Waco, Texas.
Waco, Texas, yeah. And so apparently there are medical doctors prescribing vegetables with the help of the Family Health Center and World Hunger Relief Incorporated. They're supplying patients with fresh prescription vegetables in an effort to prevent diseases caused by poor diet. Now, I can get behind this. I can support this, and I can go, where have you been, docs? Where have you been in terms of prescribing a diet that would actually change their lives for the better, as opposed to saying, well, you know, they're not going to go out and eat well, so here, let's give them this drug. As if that's really going to help them to do anything but get sicker and more toxic. Because now that Dr. Manny Alvarez from Fox News says you can be toxic, now the cat's out of the bag. We can all say it, and we can't be called names anymore, right? I'm thinking anyway. So prescribing vegetables by medical doctors in Waco, Texas, Roseanne Lindsay, naturopath of the traditional variety. What kind of world do we live in where medical doctors are now prescribing vegetables?
Are you asking me now?
Why not? It's a good a time as any. Welcome back to the show, Roseanne Lindsay, naturopath. And, of course, I pointed out earlier, I don't know if you were able to listen, but Bella, who's the daughter of Polly Tommy in the movie Vaxxed, and she just graduated. She wants to become a healer of some kind, was trying to figure out what education next she should do.
Oh, wow.
And a naturopath said, you should go to the school I went to in Portland because we can even prescribe drugs and give vaccines. And I'm like, that's not naturopathy. Of course, she knows. Bella said, that's crazy. That's not a selling point. I'm definitely not going there now. And, of course, you have traditional naturopathy. We've talked about it on the air. But every once in a while, there's a good reminder that naturopaths have been prescribing vegetables since there have been naturopaths.
Exactly. We don't need a license to do that. And if she went to a college like the one in Portland, she'd be having to, you know, get a license and prove that she's capable of prescribing vegetables.
Yes, I know. What's your evidence that you can prescribe a vegetable safely? So apparently I would ask the same questions of these medical doctors because they don't get a lot of nutrition training in school unless they go maybe to a farm and figure this thing out on their own.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's important for everybody who wants to learn about what are the best foods to eat for themselves to go and visit the farm personally. You know, it's not something we can hand off to other people to do for us. But a naturopath is somebody who, you know, takes this to heart, and it's the art of healing. So it doesn't need to be licensed. It's exactly what John Rappaport talked about in his article today. It's perfect timing because he said, you know, the government's saying, do you have a government-issued license to heal? You know, if not, you're a criminal. So that's what it's coming down to today.
Right. So if we prescribe raw kale for somebody who is deficient in certain nutrients that are available in raw kale, do we get attacked for practicing medicine without a license? I've talked about this many years ago, how the what we call the licensure laws in every state's a little different, but basically they're so broad and vague that if you're a mom or a dad and you find your kid is constipated like I was as a kid, and you say to your kid, here's what we're going to do. We're going to switch all the white refined flours and sugars out of your diet. We're going to put in whole grains, hopefully organic and not glyphosate soaked, although at the time I was young, that wasn't an issue. And we're going to say, hey, let's do that, little Johnny, little Susie, and lo and behold, your constipation will probably be greatly reduced. Now, the very act of that, according to the statutes on practice of medicine, could be construed as practicing medicine. So the question is, What's the desire to put a parent in jail for doing that? Not very high, but what did they do? They went after Steve Cooksey. Remember him? He said, what do they call him? The diabetes warrior, or what was Superdon? Remember Steve Cooksey? I think he signed out.
Diabetes warrior.
Diabetes warrior. And so he goes on his website and says, this is what I did to reverse diabetes with diet. And they went after him like he was practicing medicine without a license. So it's an interesting thing now that the doctors are prescribing vegetables. What should we call them? Pretending to be naturopaths without permission? I don't know. What do we say?
Yeah, well, you know, even legislators are practicing medicine without a license when they're imposing mandates on people. Why can't we go after them?
Hmm.
You know,
well, it's a good point.
When they start criminalizing food, which they're trying to do with cherries, or maybe they've already done that with cherries, and if they go after kale, I mean, pretty soon nobody can grow vegetables in their backyard because you'll be practicing medicine without a license.
Yeah, do you have a pharmacy license for that? By the way, the second article of our headlines for this hour, before we get into yours, Roseanne, on the taking back the vaccine narrative, headline reads, scientists identify 28,000 medicinal plants that treat ailments from cancer to diabetes. Now, this is on the Natural Blaze, I think, where you're published today as well in your article. But the thing is, if you, like, you have a beautiful picture of echinacea. Now, as long as you don't say echinacea cures the common cold, you can still, through the loophole, as they call it, of the Dietary Supplement Health and Education Act, can use structure function statements to say supports immunity. Right? Because your immune system, they get you over the cold. But the reality is this article is talking the truth. These plant medicinals do things that drugs can't do and without toxicity when used appropriately. And there's 28,000 of them that are currently categorized according to this analysis from Kew Gardens in the United Kingdom.
Well, that's crazy because pharmaceutical medicine doesn't even use the whole plant. They take a portion of the plant, a component of the plant, so that it doesn't work as a whole. It's not holistic medicine. And they claim ownership over that, and they make a profit off of that. So if they're doing that, how can they now go after whole plants? That was their original intended purpose in creating these synthetic drugs, is that they can make a profit off of them if they take just a component. They can't. Now, why are they going after the whole plant? That doesn't make any sense.
Well, unless they, again, the monopoly's never big enough. They acknowledge the anti-cancer drugs that are from plants, like the Madagascar periwinkle. Also, they talk about drugs that we have in homeopathy. Technically, they're drugs, including the cinchona bark that was used for malaria. And yet they claim that there's nothing that we have drug-wise for malaria except an occasional vaccine, which they stop using, and the drugs they use to treat it. So dangerous that it causes people to become illusory and delusional and perhaps do things like they do when they're on psychiatric medicine. So we got a whole hour with Roseanne Lindsay, MD, and her website, natureofhealing.org. Natureofhealing.org. It's linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. We'll talk about her article soon, talking about reclaiming the vaccine narrative. What does that mean? And can you do it without a license? Roseanne Lindsay will tell us when we come back from this break. Check it out.
Great heavens, what kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Points Beta-1 3D Glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio and get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
Robert Scott Belcher.
Not only is she an awesome naturopath of the traditional variety, came out of Trinity School, our friends at trinityschool.org, but she's now, I just learned, president of the National Health Freedom Coalition, one of the greatest groups, along with Diane Miller, doing tremendous work to secure the freedoms that are ours by virtue of our birth here in this country, and to facilitate that reemergence of that acknowledgement of health freedom and how we can implement it, how we can protect and defend it in the states. And Roseanne Lindsay, ND, that's a big time. Congratulations.
Thank you. Well, I like to have my hands in a lot of pots, and it seems most appropriate to do this because as a naturopath, I need to protect my right to practice medicine. And this group, the National Health Freedom Coalition, and its sister group, the National Health Freedom Action, which actually puts on, you know, is the activism portion of this group, puts on the Congress every year, what brings together a lot of different organizations under the same umbrella, gives voice to all of these organizations, and hopefully creates a voice that's consistent and clear. And that's what we hope to do with this organization, is grow it to help this message come through so that a lot of people finally know about us.
Yes, and it's available at nationalhealthfreedom.org. That's the umbrella site where you start. And if you learn about the National Health Freedom Action, which is, we've done last few years, I think, the big health freedom groups coming together and sharing and setting forth some action plans. But again, there are a lot of things that yet need to be done. And you're, I think, a shot of really new energy into that realm, because you see things, again, you've communicated this to our audience and you've written about it, in the realm of freedom that takes it not just from a political level, but all the way through to a spiritual level.
Yeah, I think we all need to start focusing on that alignment, body-mind-spirit alignment, if we're going to move forward, because this current climate in this country is is all about suppression and restrictions and taking away rights. So we have to go beyond our boxes and start doing things we might not be comfortable doing. And so for me to kind of do this I'm really just embracing it because it's something I was almost afraid to put my hat into or put my cape on about, you know. But I'm feeling like I really have to do this, and all of us have to do this, because one person alone, we, like you or me or Super Don and his cape, mm-hmm. we can't do this alone. So,
well, Roseanne, when I was speaking at this March Against Monsanto event over the weekend, you know, one of the things I talked about was at being efficient with our energy, learning from each other what works, what doesn't, not trying to do the same thing over and over again, expecting a different result, or just screaming and yelling because we're angry about things, about freedoms being taken away. And that's one of the things I found over the years that you're very adept at, is like, how can we be efficient with our energy, much like a martial artist, not to waste our energy in areas that we know, you know what, you can feel good that you've done something, but you really haven't.
Well, there's a lot of different places we can go. One group can do what, like, the Vax group is doing, educate people on what's going on with vaccine information and studies that are not being shown by the CDC, which is supposed to be the health authority for the country. They're not doing their job, so other people have to step up and do that. There's the safe harbor laws that, you know, National Health Freedom Action helps coordinate with all the states that help protect practitioners like me to practice, you know, our medicine without a license. And I'm actually doing this on the ground in Wisconsin, so I'm taking off my president hat and putting on my boots, and I'm actually working with lobbyists here now. We're actually having to hire a lobbyist, and that's so against what I believe in, because we should be able to talk directly with our representatives, because they're supposed to represent us directly, but now we need lobbyists to represent us to our representatives. So I'm actually seeing what it takes to get these laws passed, and it's almost becoming obsolete. This has just, like, become a laughingstock, our government. What is going on? You know, I'm seeing it firsthand, like, what we need to do, and we need to actually go beyond this. And that's what's something we can talk about next.
Sure. Well, I mean, we talk about getting a hold of the vaccine narrative, taking it back again. These are spiritual concepts. I don't always like to talk in terms of warfare, but down on these lower planes on which we live or inhabit right now, there are a lot of battles that go on. There are choices we have to make in terms of how do we engage in them, or perhaps how do we step out of the way so that energetically we're not sucked down into the swamp and become a swamp creature, right? Because there's a lot of swamp creatures in government at the federal level, for sure. There's some benefit to achieving things like you're targeting on the state level, because the closer you bring it to home, the more success you can have. But even closer to home is your own community, right? Your own city, your own town, your own municipality, and ultimately your own home, your own backyard, front yard, side yard. So defending liberty, that's what we do here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Naturopath Roseanne Lindsay does it as well. Natureofhealing.org. Check out her website. And we're going to talk about her article that was just up on Natural Blaze called Reclaiming the Vaccine Narrative. What does that mean, and how do we do it? More with Roseanne Lindsay after the break. We're going to learn.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert will be right back.
Long-time listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life?
Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-6936. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-6936. Call 1-800-958-6936. 1-800-958-6936.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Are you drowning in debt? Are you struggling to make minimum payments? Did you know that on average a household with at least one credit card struggles with over $10,000 in credit card debt? If this sounds like you, know that it's not your fault. Credit card debt happens to good people. Credit card companies lure you in with low introductory rates and low minimum payments. Before you know it, you're in over your head. We've helped thousands of good people just like you become debt-free with our Debt Reset program that will dramatically reduce your debt down to a fraction of what you owe. Our Debt Reset program is customized to get you debt-free in as little as 24 to 48 months with one low monthly payment. If you owe over $10,000 in credit card debt or even personal loans, call 800-912-6177. There are no upfront fees or out-of-pocket expenses. You don't pay a dime until we succeed. Call now to see how the Debt Reset Program can work for you. 800-912-6177. That's 800-912-6177. Again, 800-912-6177.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
In the article, Reclaiming the Vaccine Narrative, right in the headline you say, Roseanne Lindsay, no such thing as a safe vaccine. I think I may have said that to the group I was talking to at the March Against Monsanto as well, but why is that such an important statement that you put it right in the headline?
So few people are talking about this. You are one of very few. I wrote about it in this article and in my last article. And it's something that we talked about at the Congress a couple years ago, that we need to take the language back, because currently a lot of organizations out there are using either the CDC language of safe and effective, or there's no set vaccines just need to be made a little safer. or they're not saying what needs to be stated is that, is there indeed a safe vaccine? We need to, I think, evaluate the language if this movement is going to go forward and be effective in protecting our rights to choose. Because as we're debating this, the science, whether they're safe and effective and what we should be taking out of a vaccine, looking at mercury first, let's take mercury out. Well, they've done that before, and then they've put it back in the flu vaccine and mandated it. So are we just going in circles? And if we are, what are we going to do about it? We have to reevaluate the language and state it clearly. There is no such thing as a safe vaccine.
Well, recently there was a peer-reviewed publication, a study, vaccinated versus unvaccinated, the health, and it's pretty stunning for those that are not familiar with this. Not for me or you. We've observed this and witnessed this. The healthiest kids we see are the ones who are least or vaccinated or not vaccinated at all in terms of chronic health or lack of chronic disease. The issue with this, of course, controversy. Oh, it was retracted. No, it wasn't. Yes, it was. And we covered it here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. But what you're saying is that we shouldn't even be focusing on this new study because something's been around a little bit longer than that.
Exactly. There is no need to do another study because the study to end all studies has been done, and it was in 1889. And this came across my Facebook feed. This is why I love Facebook. I get so much great information from people who are out there sending it out. The study in 1889, 130 years ago, before the CDC was created as the U.S. Health Authority, the CDC is ignoring the study. It's an independent study done by a man named Alfred Wallace, who used government registration data. He used the government's own data to prove that vaccines are both useless and dangerous. And I list four conclusions that he made in the article. And this is so revealing. This is what the CDC doesn't want us to know. The author wasn't a doctor, he wasn't a scientist, and they could probably try to use that against him. But the fact is, he was a law professor. He was an academic professor. He knew how to do studies. He evaluated the government's own data and put it into clear conclusions.
Clear, concise language. And you say you got four bullet points of conclusions here that were in that study from 1889, right after Reagan left office and Bush came in. Wait, no, that was 100 years before. Never mind. But, yeah, no, a long time ago. This is the 19th century. Now, they're going to say, well, vaccines, there was no quality control back then, Roseanne Lindsay, so it's different now.
Yeah, actually, it's different because they've added more toxins to the vaccine since then.
Well, that kind of ruined that argument pretty quickly. Yeah, added more toxins. It can't be safer. It can't be better. They've added more stuff, although they knew little of what was actually in a vaccine back then. But now we also learn in terms of quality control, the vast majority of vaccines in America are actually manufactured outside of the country, particularly in China.
Right. And what his conclusion showed was that, one, there was no evidence to show that the slight decrease in smallpox during this 45-year period was due to vaccination, because at the same time there was this rise in sanitation efforts to improve sanitation and health. And that was shown with other diseases that all went down. The only disease that didn't go down at the time was the one that they were vaccinating for, was smallpox. And as they added other diseases, they added other vaccines for diseases, he said that several inoculable diseases have increased to an alarming extent, coincidentally with enforced vaccination. So these vaccines were actually transmitting the diseases.
Everything old is new again. Everything old is new again. And, of course, in the 20th century, we find that after let me go to polio, after its supposed eradication, the only cases were happening in vaccinated individuals because whatever was in the vaccine was creating paralytic-like responses that they kind of renamed instead of acknowledging that basically they were creating the same disease or worse than what they were trying to prevent. So this is, again, it's an old story, but the capture of the language by those that dominate through media, for instance, and through accepted authority, right? The idea, the appeal to authority, that is, the doctors know, the medical doctors, the PhDs know, but in the 20th century, they've kind of lost sight of the law of the terrain, which was a competing thought form in terms of why or how disease happens versus health. Why does health happen? We go back to Antoine Béchamp. We go back to Claude Bernard versus Louis Pasteur, and we see a great schism in thought. And, of course, the dominant paradigm since that time was one that was very profitable for the emerging petrochemical patent medicine monopoly.
Yes, and if they can get the government to go along with their plan to force vaccinate everybody and to increase their profits through that, then they have cornered the market. And what is different about the studies that come out today, even the one that you mentioned before, that where there, you know, this pilot study that they claim is the new study out there between vaccinated and unvaccinated, they're saying the same things that Wallace did, mm-hmm. but they're actually using CDC language. Now they're using the CDC narrative to say that, how did I put it? Oh, they always qualify their conclusions by saying vaccines are among the greatest achievements of biological science and one of the most effective public health interventions of the 20th century. They have to say that or they will not be published. They will not, they'll be, you won't ever see that. So what Wallace did was be very clear. He didn't use that language. He was an independent source.
Yes. Well, you make that point. It was exactly reading my mind of what I thought. It's like, well, why wouldn't they say what they mean? Why would they say vaccines are awesome, right? Because if they didn't, they wouldn't be published. They wouldn't be publishable in this environment where medicine and the journals are basically corrupted by the moneyed interest of the pharmaceutical industry, and there's an imperative. I talked about vaccines as the third rail of medical politics. It is the essential engine for a lifelong dependence upon pharmaceutical intervention, because you can create from a healthy baby, you can immediately turn them into a chronically ill baby via injecting these toxic poisons. And it's absurd. I know we don't mince our words here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, but Roseanne, I love that you're writing about this in this way, that we have to take the vaccine narrative back. It's one thing to acknowledge that in this new study, they do point out things that are obvious to us in the naturopathic and homeopathic realm, but also recognize the compromises they've had to make just to be even included in the journal article publication, which has still been attacked. Despite that, it's much like RFK Jr. saying, I am for vaccines, I am pro-vaccines, I had all my kids vaccinated, but there's a problem with vaccines.
Yes, I say the same thing about him. He is the golden boy for our movement, but are we choosing the wrong boy? Because, I mean, you're right there. You are saying exactly what needs to be said. There's no muddled message in what you say. And we need to be careful of who we prop up to speak for the rest of us. I love Robert F. Kennedy Jr. and his message about mercury and all the good that he's done. But he is potentially setting us backwards, because what's happening as this debate is going on in the background, the Supreme Court and other courts are starting to rule in favor of mandates. So we're not looking where we really need to look. We need to turn a 90-degree angle here and say that, you know, this 1889 study is going to turn the Supreme Court opinion of Jacobson and Massachusetts on its head if we let it, if we reveal this. Because what Jacobson and Massachusetts did is upheld the Cambridge Board of Health Authority to require mandate vaccination against smallpox during this epidemic in 1905. And now states are using this to write new laws.
The Jacobson decision is basically used as precedent to force more mandates across the board legally, right? But if we go back to 1889, we show that there's no basis for mandating vaccination because they're worthless as an intervention as a prevention tool.
Yes, it blows a huge hole in the reasons or the foundation for that ruling.
But that's a shocker. It's almost a bridge too far for a lot of people to consider. I want to, you know, acknowledge an activist like Sally Elcordi in New York City, who's been saying this as well. She's one of those people going, ban them. Stop it. This is ridiculous. You know, and I get it. I'm sensitive to where people are at. And I feel like if you go too far with the language, people will resist you. You'll rise up and try to fight you back. And of course, there's a point in saying it like it is so that you can elicit that response so they can eventually self-reflect. We're not saying it to, like, throw flame on them and burn them as much as we've got to point out that which should be obvious to everybody by now but is being held back by some of the language maneuverings where they're altering the reality and intent of what happened in 1889 with this modern context of how they're controlling the peer-reviewed literature.
Yeah, so what's happening today that didn't happen very well in the 1800s is controlled opposition and social engineering. We have controlled opposition in our own movement, and that's what I want to. That's why I'm writing about this. We have to be clear about our message and use our thinking caps. And when certain groups, and I'm not going to name any names, but there are out there. I could name at least three right now that are using the CDC language in their own way. They're tweaking it to make it sound good, but it's the same narrative.
So, I mean, how does it help? I mean, now that you're president of the National Health Freedom Coalition, maybe there's more influence in trying to talk and communicate to these other groups about how the language that they're using is actually it's being manipulated by people that might not have the same intent and purpose. And maybe they think they're on the right track, but their choice of language is corrupting the message.
Yeah, I think we have an opportunity here to try to reframe the narrative, reframe the argument, and take back the language. And, you know, I brought this up 2 years ago when we were in our small group discussions. It just, like, I felt so compelled to talk about this. So we created a small group around it. And I'm here on your show now talking about it. So I think, for me anyway, this is where I need to go. And if the more who can understand this message, that we need to be very clear, is that our vaccine safe?
Are they? Are they? And then, no, they're not. There's no such thing as a safe vaccine. I said it. I'll say it again. Roseanne Lindsay is saying it. All y'all out there, figure it out for yourself. But I'm pretty sure if you listen to this show regularly, you're getting there if you're not already there. Roseanne Lindsay's going to stick around. We're going to talk about John Rappaport's latest article to wrap up the show. Would government let Jesus cure cancer? Ooh, that's a biggie. Super Don's going to have fun with that, too. Stick with us. Lots more healing to go. Links are up in the show notes.
Live around the world, the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at shelterpod.com. The Shelter Pod at shelterpod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
Andy, I can't hear anything.
That was a quick fade.
Article from John Rappaport. We got it up at robertscottbell.com. Here's the headline. Not controversial at all. Would the government let Jesus cure cancer? Would the government let Jesus cure cancer? And, oh, it's brilliant John Rappaport style. Can you imagine Jesus coming in here, waving his hand, a stadium full of people that had cancer. Poof, bingo, bango, bongo. There's no more cancer. What would the government do? Roseanne, Lindsay, what do you think of this article?
Well, I'll defer to John when he writes, the prosecuting attorney objects, and he says, Your Honor, whether or not this man has cured cancer is beside the point. He has no license to practice medicine. This is why we are here today. We are simply establishing that, A, he was practicing medicine, and B, he has no government-issued license. This is the scope of this proceeding.
Wow. You know, it's devastating when you recognize that they're trying to capture you, too. It's a regulatory capture. They're trying to put you in their box, in their jurisdiction. So Jesus comes back to America and starts healing cancer. What does the government do? It defends the medical monopoly. Now, you could go in and you could have all the witnesses, the thousands of people that were healed by Jesus, and they'd say, listen, I had cancer. It's gone. The doctor says it's gone. And they would strike it as irrelevant. Inadmissible. Why? Because that's not an issue. Whether he can cure cancer or not is not the issue. The issue is whether we've given him permission to do it. Do you follow me? And this is where I argue that many people of religious faith, good, believing people, unfortunately have been hoodwinked into worshiping at the Church of Pharmaceutical Mysticism 6 days out of the week. And only one day when they go to church or synagogue do they then pray to God, if you will, or worship in a house of worship, so to speak. And I know that some people, that upset some people, but I think that we can't hold back. Just like you said, in reclaiming the language, we have to talk very directly about this. Is healing the purview of government? Do we have to ask permission to heal? Or is permission coming from ourselves to ourselves or from a true creator, and that would not be government?
Yeah, so we have to look at ourselves differently. Like you said at the very beginning, this is a spiritual evolution, a spiritual battle. I don't know if battle's the right word. We don't want a battle. That's what they want. So we need to take it to a higher level, and that's not becoming freedom fighters so much, I think, is becoming freedom lovers and really going in that direction of the heart. And when you focus in the heart, you come out with a whole different plan, strategic plan, so to speak. You're not thinking with the head and all of its patterns that it likes to create and that take us backwards in time, maybe not as far back as 1889, but, you know, that keep repeating, that get us nowhere where nothing changes. We need to go to the heart and try this new way of being.
Yeah, don't get suckered into the battle, because you get bruised and bloodied and you don't have the tanks and the nuclear weapons that they have. But I've argued for many years, if you go to Sun Tzu and beyond, you begin to say, you know what? What if they throw a war and you don't show up? You let them battle themselves, and you just go on about your business the way you believe and perceive is correct by that which created you. And again, that's why this is a spiritual issue. That's why I said the high ideals of America is not that we become an empire. The high ideals of America was a limited form of government that was designed just to prohibit or protect the violations of rights that were ours by virtue of our Creator. And that includes the right to heal. Right? Not the right to health care, but the right to heal and be healed in a way that you would engage in a contract. You would enter into an agreement with someone who could provide something to you, a service, a substance, and the government had no business in that relationship, just like the government has no business in marriage and other areas, I've argued over the years.
Yeah, John said that really well in his article. It's all about consent. It's a contract that we consent to or not, so we have to be clear about that, too. We have choices to make. We don't have to buy into what we're told all the time and groupthink, which is where they want. That's controlled opposition. They want us to all think the same. On a spiritual level, we are all connected, but we're also here in physical form to use our individual minds and our hearts and, you know, speak our own truths and voices and come together with that. So
That's Roseanne Lindsay, naturopath, hitting a, I don't know, spiritual healing home run. Thank you, Roseanne. Always great to have you on board. Also, now the new president of the NHFC, and we have that linked up, or we'll add that in, the home for the NHFC, nationalhealthfreedom.org. Super Don, you'll have to comment on this tomorrow. We hogged all the space. Sorry,
that's
bud.
Okay.
That's all right. All right, we'll be back tomorrow. Hey, Roseanne, can you tell them what they need to know?
The power to heal is yours.
Yes.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there just waiting for your glass. With a ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.